The House of Representatives last week approved some big changes in the federal law that protects the rights of disabled students in this country. The special education bill now moves to the Senate, where the biggest fight will be over money. NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports.
Here are some of the changes in the 27-year-old law known as the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, or IDEA. Schools will be required to treat learning disabilities earlier. Classroom teachers will have less paperwork and more say in how disabled children are taught. Disabled students will be disciplined the same way regular students are. And now there's also a limit in the amount of money states and school districts pay in legal fees every time they lose a lawsuit brought by a disabled student. Mike Castle, a Republican of Delaware, was the main sponsor of the House bill.
We think if we can address these issues, then we can focus more of our attention on the children who obviously and truly have real identifiable needs and give them the most help possible.
Castle says his biggest concern is the disproportionate numbers of blacks and Latinos in special education. He says schools often wait until a child falls behind and then misdiagnose that student as learning disabled. The answer, says Castle, is to require schools to intervene a lot earlier, especially in reading. Government figures show that the special education population in this country has grown by 123,000 a year since 1977. The most common learning disability diagnosed in schools these days is attention deficit disorder, ADD, often marked by inattentiveness, impulsive, sometimes uncontrollable behavior. Because roughly 4 in 10 ADD students are taught in regular classrooms, several education groups this year lobbied for changes in the law to deal with disruptive special education students. Castle says the discipline issue has been a major problem.
I mean, if a child is uncontrollable in a classroom, that child might be able to be removed from the class or punished in the same way as a regular child would, unless it's shown that it's purely related to the disability. This is opposed to a great degree by the disabilities community.
And by Vermont Senator Jim Jeffords, who says the House bill is a bad bill.
I think I'm one of three members of the House and Senate that were around when the original bill passed. And I always have to emphasize, this is not just some policy situation. It's a matter of the constitutional rights of a child with disability.
What the House has done, says Jeffords, is chip away at those rights. Parents groups, for example, worry that the House bill weakens their voice in negotiating the best possible learning environment for their kids. Jeffords says he's going to fight to keep that from happening. But there's another huge hurdle that this legislation faces in the Senate.
Money is the big problem, and it always has been. And what we are going to try to do is to have mandatory spending, and that means $24.6 billion annually for special ed.
Back in 1975, says Jeffords, the federal government promised to pay 40% of the nation's special education costs. Until Congress does that, says Jeffords, tinkering with the law is not going to help local school districts that are still unfairly burdened with skyrocketing costs. Congressman Mike Castle says the $4.7 billion increase in funding proposed in the House bill over the next 2 years is an important step towards fully funding special education.
There is absolutely no question whatsoever about the changes in the financing from the federal government side. It's increased dramatically.
What the Republican leadership in the House refused to do was lock in federal funding increases. That will be the very first item when the Senate takes up the debate later this month. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News, Washington.